Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A pursuit in Delaware County ended near the airport when police threw down spikes to stop a stolen SUV. Police say the four suspects tried to get away by jumping in a pond, but they were arrested. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Tinicum Township.
Several Delaware County police departments had been chasing after a Dodge Durango that was stolen in Prospect Park. Police say the four people in the Durango had also been involved in several car break-ins in the county. Now, the pursuit ended about 1:30 in the morning when police say the SUV crashed on 291 here in Tinicum Township. The initial account from police was that spikes were used to stop the Durango. Police say the four people who were in it then ran off and jumped into a large pond that's right by Tinicum Island Road in an effort to avoid the cops. Police, though, set up a perimeter. Canines were on scene, and eventually they got to all four suspects and arrested them. No word on charges and no reports of anyone getting hurt during this chase. In Tinicum Township, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
After more than a decade of planning and construction, Patco's long-shuttered Franklin Square train station is reopening. It's expected to breathe new life into Chinatown and the historic district, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
This is a huge deal.
Amy Needle is the president and CEO of Historic Philadelphia, which manages Franklin Square. She says when renovations to the square were announced in 2006, the Patco station at 7th and Race, closed since 1979, came up.
One of the first responses that we got was, okay, great, when is the station opening?
Hao Yi Shang, the commercial corridor manager for the Philadelphia Chinatown Development Corporation, says PCDC is cautiously optimistic the reopened train stop will draw more people to restaurants and businesses nearby.
A lot of China business owners do hope it will bring more food traffic to Chinatown.
Patco estimates 1,400 people a day will use the Franklin Square station. Shang and Needle say their organizations plan to market their attractions to South Jersey residents with the new lure of a convenient transit stop. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Keep your eyes on the road, not your phone. Police throughout New Jersey are cracking down on distracted driving. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Darty tells us state grants will give local departments resources to put more cops on the streets.
Nearly half of all car accidents in 2023 involved a distracted driver, according to the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety. Cell phones are the big one, but distracted driving also includes eating, putting on makeup, or tinkering with the radio. During the entire month of April, Highway Traffic Safety Director Mike Rizzol says police departments are using an additional $1 million from the state to ramp up enforcement.
Police officers are out on the road every day looking for violations like cell phones. During this month, these additional patrols are out specifically looking for people that are using their phones while they're driving.
The campaign is called Put the Phone Away or Pay, and fines for a first offense go up to $400, $800 for a second offense, plus 3 insurance points. Last year, this campaign led to more than 9,000 tickets issued for cell phone use. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's okay to be vulnerable. That's the message to fathers of children with autism during this weekend's Autism Fathers Conference in Malvern. It's hosted by the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia Center for Autism Research. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Jamil Owens is a father of a 17-year-old with autism. Shane was diagnosed when he was 3. Owens says they have a great relationship now. He calls Shane his blessing, but he was not in his son's life during his early formative years, even after the diagnosis.
I was seeking validation from the streets. I was seeking validation from everything else versus being a real man and really digging into the diagnosis.
Owens is the Family Relations Coordinator for CHOPS Center for Autism Research and is the founder of the Autism Fathers Conference. He says men are sometimes expected to be strong, masculine figures, ready to take on anything with no emotion. But this conference breaks those walls down with community and family.
You will build your new family. You will build your community. We will embrace you on your challenges, whatever that may be.
Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.